Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the Gaslamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Suprenant Show.
But I think Brayden's one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
New lunchtime hour on a drizzly, rainy Friday in America's finest city. We also are going to have a drizzly, rainy Saturday, probably a little bit worse tomorrow than it is today, as we welcome in the Boise State Broncos to take on the San Diego State Aztecs. That game will be, again, as mentioned before, tomorrow, as it will be a 7:30 kickoff. So hopefully most of the rain has already gone and away before Boise State shows up to play the Aztecs, a very important game in the Mountain West. And to preview the game, we got Sean Goodwin, covers the team for the Idaho Statesman. He's joining us on the Brayden Suprenant Show. Sean, what's going on? How's your Friday going?
I'm good, Brayden. Appreciate you having me on. I am in a currently still a slightly sunny Boise, but getting ready to leave later today. And I heard this is the first time you guys have had rain in like 4 months. So I don't know if that's a bad sign or what.
Yeah, it doesn't rain too often. It's funny, like a lot of teams like coming to Southern California in late November, mid November, because it's a nice little sunshine spot. Unfortunately for Boise State and the Iowa Hawkeyes, who are going to play USC this weekend, they don't get much. They don't get very great weather this weekend. But let's talk about the Boise State Broncos. Obviously, Sean got off to a rough start, losing to a good USF team at the beginning of the season, found their stride a little bit more, had a tough loss to Fresno State. What's the overall synopsis of this Boise State team after one year removed from being in the college football playoff last year?
Honestly, it's a little testy right now. Obviously, this is a fan base that is used to a lot of success, and coming off that Ashton Gentry season and the college football playoffs, this season was going to be a big test of, is quarterback Maddox Magson, who of course is injured for this game, up to the task? And, is new offensive coordinator Nick Potter and Spencer Danielson, his head coach, up to lead a team that doesn't have a Heisman candidate running back? It's 6-3. They've won some good games, good winnings UNLV. But then you travel to South Florida and get blown out, and obviously there was the loss to Notre Dame 28-7, which could be expected. But at the end of the day, We've got three games left in conference play. Boise State, San Diego State, the two teams at the top, and everything's still on the table, at least conference championship-wise. So, yeah, I think the plans are a little bit testy, but it's all still on the table.
We're talking with Sean Goodman, who writes and covers this Boise State team for the Idaho Statesman. Give us a preview of Boise State and San Diego State coming up tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Three straight wins for the Broncos after a loss to South Florida, three straight wins, then they got a loss to Notre Dame and three straight wins, and then, of course, that meltdown loss at Fresno State, which was kind of a crazy time. And as you mentioned before, it's a little testy at Boise. They got booed off the field, which might be one of the first times it's ever been the case. What happened specifically in that Fresno State game? Because, as you mentioned, the South Florida game was, you know, first game of the year, it's hard to gauge what you're going to be. Notre Dame loss is expected for a team that's ranked, and you got to play on the road. Mm-hmm. But what Fresno State team that had struggled most of the season and most of the Mountain West season, a team that San Diego State blew out of the water, they had another bad loss as well. What happened in that game at home that was really eye-opening to you?
I mean, a big thing was Maddox Magson, starting quarterback, getting injured. Fresno State, Boise State, it's got the rivalry, the milk can, it's going back, 15-plus years now. So Fresno State was always going to bring their A game, but Maddox Magson goes down halfway through the first quarter. Backup Max Cookforth comes in, who he'll be starting this weekend as well. And honestly, he just didn't look ready for the moment. It was kind of a deer in headlights. And on the coaching side, it just felt like there weren't any adjustments. It was still just trying to run the ball up the gut. The scheme didn't change from Maddox. And, Maddox, he knows the offense. He's played in it for, at the start, a year and a half now. This was Max Cookforth's first real test. And there was just no adjustments, which I think the fans, you lose 30-7 at home to a huge rival, understandably in lead. But I think it was more so the coaching adjustments just went there. And I think that's what fans and media, they're going to be looking out for tomorrow. They've had 2 weeks to prepare with a backup quarterback. They're missing two of their top three receivers. What will the offense look like tomorrow?
What can you tell us about Max Cutforth? I mean, we know that he's a redshirt sophomore. We know he's from Idaho. We know he's the first Idaho-born Boise State starter in 33 years. He's getting tasked to represent his hometown, his home school against San Diego State in a very pivotal game. Obviously, the team's firing it with its best cylinders with Maddox Madison. What does Max Cutforth bring to the Boise State Broncos tomorrow?
I'd say one of the big things that he definitely has over Maddox is the arm strength. He can sling that ball downfield. But to get to that point, in that last game, it just looked like he'd rush out of the pocket too early, his head would be down, he wouldn't see the play, he wouldn't understand the offense as well, which I get, coming in as a backup is understandable. So if he comes into this game with a lot more confidence, a lot more understanding of what he's expected to do, you could see some throws downfield that maybe fans aren't used to seeing otherwise with Boise State, because that's not really Madison's MO. He's more looking for the screen and the bubble passes and the medium range passes underneath. So that could be something to look out for. But otherwise, I honestly think this might be a game where Boise State just relies on the ground game, especially with the rain. You've got Dylan Riley, Sia Gaines, Malik Sherrod, the Fresno State guy that Californians will be familiar with. So, all things considered, if Cookforth goes out and has 15 throws and it's mostly a ground game situation, I wouldn't be surprised.
Let's talk about Boise State's defense. I mean, obviously with the rain, it's going to be probably a ground game for the Aztecs. They got a nice steady of backs in the backfield with all local players, Lucky Sutton and Christian Washington and Byron Cardwell. They have been very successful all season. It's big key playmakers on the defense for Boise State, and you can tell us about this defense, but kind of with the middle linebacker of another San Diego kid, Marco Notriani from Torrey Pines, should be a fun matchup, I think, in running the ball and stopping the run. Some old school football on Saturday, but what does the defense bring for the Broncos?
Yeah, I know Marco's excited about the potential of rain here. He said this is his kind of game, especially coming home. And, he had a huge game back in 2023 against San Diego State as well. But yeah, also with the defense, it's interesting because for about all of last year and the start of this year, the big issues was with the secondary. Guys just getting beat over the top, broken coverage, explosive plays across the board. Boise State was one of the worst for giving up explosive plays. And I'd say the last four or five games, they've really got it together. I feel like the cornerbacks, and you've got Ty Benefield as the free safety back there, just controlling it all. They have a lot better understanding, I feel, now of their starting position, where they need to be on the field as opposed to where a couple of games ago. And it's also it's a lot of upperclassmen. Ty Benefield's a junior. Jeremiah Airby is a senior. You've got who else is back there? Jaden Mickey. He'll probably be coming back from injury. He's a redshirt junior from Notre Dame. It's a very experienced secondary and defense that is, thankfully for Boise State, coming into their own at the right time of the season.
Last thing for you, Sean. I mean, you have a hell of an accent, man. How did you end up covering Boise State Bronco football and basketball? I know you spent some time at the Kansas City Star. You studied at the University of Kansas, but how did you, first of all, where is the accent from, and how did you get into covering American football?
Yeah, so from Liverpool, England, moved to the States in 2011 when I was 14. And yeah, I started watching football late high school, early college. With Alex Smith years for the Chiefs before we went into Mahomes, but I was also born in the fires of KU football. My 4 years there was the 4 years of David Beatty. I think we won three games in my 4 years at KU. And, if I enjoy covering football as a college student with a team doing that bad, it's a lot better when you get to the team doing well. So yeah, I was in Kansas City for about a decade, and I've been in Boise for the last 4 years and doing Boise State for this is my second season.
That's awesome. Well, during those years, I'm pretty sure they beat Texas at least once, if I'm not if I
We
recall
did, yeah.
correctly. I was around those times. I was in college too. I was at TCU, so a lot of hard-fought games between TCU and Kansas over those years too. But
Yeah.
hey, let me ask you this: while I have you on the line, I mean, you're from Liverpool, and I find it interesting with like all of the we have all these international games with the NFL. How successful is that for the people back at home? I mean, how into American football are the people of England and London and all the other European countries?
It's definitely growing, man. I don't have that many friends back home still that I chat to. It's been 14 years, but just from the sense I get, when they started doing this, doing the international games a decade ago, sometimes the game wouldn't be over and BBC would have something else on, and they just cut the game early. And now at this point, you can go on Sky Sports News, which is England's version of ESPN. And American football is right there along the side with the standings and the scores and updates. And I'm sure it's got a bit of a ways to go until it overtakes soccer and whatnot. But the NFL is making inroads. Their hard work is paying off. So we'll see where it goes.
Sean, appreciate the time, man. Have a good weekend this weekend, and look forward to talking to you again, maybe during the basketball season when the Broncos take on the Aztecs in hoops.
Yeah, sure, Braden. Appreciate it. I'll always be around.
Sean Goodwin, who covers Boise State. Kid from Liverpool out there in Boise, Idaho, covering the Broncos, writing for the Idaho Statesman. That was not really what I was expecting, Frank. That was a thick accent.
I found the one Brit in Idaho, apparently.
That's awesome.
Like I mean, there's five people in Idaho to begin with, but I found the one Brit. I'm impressed with myself on that one. Like, I kind of got it because he had called a little earlier in the show, and I kind of heard something.
You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it was like,
this guy's from Idaho?
yeah, I'm like, oh, I don't know how Idaho people sound. And then when the interview really started, I'm like, I found, and I thought Irish. Sorry, sorry. I know that's really, really bad of me. I thought Irish because the picture, it's
Stop,
ginger.
stop. You're digging yourself in a bigger hole, dude. Just stop.
But Yeah, when he said British, I'm like, yeah, that makes a little bit more sense.
That was crazy. That was fun, though. I had a good time.
Yeah, that was great. I loved every second of that. That was great.
We'll talk more Aztec football later on. We do our college football picks. But when we come back, Woods got a text. Got an interesting text. They talked about it on Ben and Woods. And maybe a new potential owner? What did Woods get in a text? We'll play that clip and talk about it when we come back on the Brayden Cipriani Show. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a Scraby report yet on the rain? Have we seen anything outside?
I haven't looked, but it looks like it has rained, but it doesn't look like it's raining right at this moment.
Thank you. What does Scraby say?
What does Scraby say? What does the Scraby say?
Wow, it is raining really hard. This is being cool here on the Entercom Empire, so if you're sitting out there.
What? That's the best. Gets me every time. That's better than the Family Guy, "It's gonna rain." That's the best. It's so funny. All right. It doesn't actually look that wet outside. It just looks cloudy.
You could tell it has rained, but I haven't seen it.
I'm just hoping for better weather tonight. Not for any impact of any games. I just, you know, coaching in the rain is not fun. It's just you're sitting there. So I hope it's less. All right, let's get to what we wanted to talk about here as we take a look. All guests, again, thanks to Sean Goodwin for joining us today. All guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. I wanted to get to this. It is the clip from earlier today. I don't know why my computer doesn't want to work. Of the morning show, Ben and Woods, talking about a text that Woods got that leads to an interesting conversation about who could potentially buy the San Diego Padres. Here's Ben and Woods from earlier today.
But I got a text yesterday from a buddy, and I'll just read it to you. Said, hey, he actually called me Big Dog.
Big Dog!
It's not really my nickname.
What up, Big
D-O-G
Dog?
D-O-G or
D-A-W-G? D-A-W-G, nice. Which is better, I think, than D-O-G.
Right.
That means I'm a dog, but I'm really not. I don't really have a lot of dog in me.
D-O-G-G sometimes?
Oh, that would be good.
Double G?
Big Dog! Thought this might be interesting. I have a close friend in the Rams organization, PR department. Called him this morning after the news dropped. The word is Kroenke is very interested in the Padres. Apparently, he has been inquiring since Peter passed. Okay, Stan Kroenke. He owns several sports teams, Ben.
Stan Kroenke owns, in particular, the Los Angeles Rams and the Denver Nuggets, both.
And the Avalanche as well, I believe.
World champions, and I believe you're right.
And the soccer Colorado team Avalanche, as well.
I believe he owns a soccer team as well. He owns the Mammoth of the... teams. He owns a lacrosse league team, the Colorado Mammoth.
Yeah.
Man. He owns the Rapids, the MLS team in Denver. Most of them are in Denver. Denver Nuggets, Colorado Avalanche, Colorado Rapids, Colorado Mammoth. He owns the Screaming Eagle Winery and Vineyards.
My favorite.
He
winery.
Owns the Wagoner Ranch, and he owns the Los Angeles Rams. He also owns Arsenal,
which is the
big English Premier League team. He owns a lot of stuff.
He owns a lot of stuff. A
lot of stuff.
His fingers are in a lot of pies.
Right.
He has a lot of pies.
He knows how to delegate, though, because most of those teams are fairly successful. And he obviously can't be like every single day running every single team.
KJD said he also owns the Colorado River.
All right, so that's the we cut it off there. Then we get back to our little deal here. It brings up an interesting conversation. It brings up an interesting conversation about Stan Kroenke. Now, here's everything you need to know about Stan Kroenke. And Ben Woods kind of talked about it a little bit. Stan Kroenke's, you know, according to Forbes, is worth $21.3 billion. Now, a lot of that is the assets that he owns. And when you own teams like Arsenal and the Rams, and you own the, what else did he own? The Nuggets. I mean, he went through the whole list. Chairman of THF Realty. He's the owner and co-chairman of Arsenal, which owns the Arsenal Women. He's the CEO and owner of the Rams, owner of the Nuggets, owner of the Avalanche, owner of the Rapids, owner of the Mammoth, owner of Screaming Eagle Winery and Vineyards, owner of Wagoner Ranch. He owns a lot of different things. He also is a part of the group down there that is building the Midway Rising project. So he's already got kind of a foot in the door. And it sounds like from the text that Woods got, take it for what it's worth, he might be interested in buying the Padres. That's according to this text. Again, take it for what it's worth. We're not reporting any type of news on that. We are mostly saying, like, what would it be like if he owned the team? I think there's an odd big reason for it. I do know that with him being part of the Walton family, he married into the Walton family. You know, everybody know who the Walton family is? The founders of Walmart. He married Ann Walton back in the 70s. Stan Kroenke did. And she has her own net worth that is separate from Stan's. Her net worth is $13.2 billion, which compared to the rest of the Waltons is very low. But when Stan Kroenke was part of this group that was in charge of the Midway Rising project that they're putting down there in the Midway district, and there's still some things and hurdles they have to jump through, everybody was freaking like, well, he's not going to bring an NBA team or an NHL team here. He already owns them. That wasn't the point. The grandkids, the Walton grandkids, want to get involved with sports, was what I heard. And from that particular situation, a lot of this starts to make sense. Top of the fact that he doesn't own a baseball team. I mean, that is a little bit more. I mean, that's like the one thing he doesn't have. The one thing Stan Kroenke doesn't have is baseball. He's got hockey. He's got the NHL with the Avalanche. He's got the NBA with the Denver Nuggets. He's got MLS with the Rapids. He's got the Indoor Lacrosse League with the Mammoth. He's got the NFL with the Rams. The only thing he doesn't have is baseball. Guy's got all the teams. He's even got one of the most prominent teams in Europe, in Arsenal. Frank, how good is Arsenal?
They never win, but they're at the top of the table every year.
There you go. So, that is a guy that has always had successful teams. I mean, let's think about the teams. Rams have won a Super Bowl. In recent years, they are probably one of the best teams in the National Football League right now. They are the best team in the NFC, I think. The Nuggets just won an NBA Finals not too long ago. The Avalanche have been legit. I mean, these are all teams that have had a lot of success with Stan Kroenke as the owner. And he's a guy that spends money on his teams. And how about this? I mean, we don't know about a salary. Most of those leagues have caps. He'd potentially be in a league that doesn't have a cap. Yeah, it's frustrating, isn't it? I tried doing that on my computer, Frank. And it's just like, it's just such a pain. We could talk about that later.
I'm trying to get a specific video up on YouTube.
Or a playlist that was actually, the playlist is legit. I just looked at it to get it up on the YouTube screen. But anyway, I think it's interesting. I think that would be a major step in the right direction if the Padres get sold to a guy like Stan Kroenke, or Stan Kroenke in general. He's exactly who I thought of when the team was up for sale. And now it makes a lot of sense. And the fact that he might be interested I think he's huge. 833-288-973, 833-288-973. We need a contestant for the Midday Sports Standoff, but when we come back, it's time to talk about the NFL and get to our NFL whip around on San Diego's number sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Before
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We get to the Midday Sports Standoff. It's time to talk some NFL football, NFL whip around.
All righty.
Game last night.
Yeah, we've been busy on the show today, so I completely forgot to update this, and I do not have the buy or sell overreactions on there. Yep, you might have to. The New York Jetropolitans played the New England Patriots last night, and for as good as it looked, for as long as it did, the Jetropolitans do fall to the New England Patriots by a final score of 27-14.
Yeah, Patriots look good. They've looked good the whole year. They're now 9-2 on the season. I know the Jets are the Jets, but they still got to be able to take care of business. It's a division rival. You got to play them at home. Got to see the new Nor'easter uniforms that they have.
Yeah, those look, those are nice.
Those are sweet. That's what the Patriots right now, should actually. That's what the Patriots should actually be wearing. Is that the silver helmets are a bad look. Yeah, this is a way better look. You know what? You want to make that jersey just regular blue look for the New England Patriots? This would be a way better uniform than what they currently have.
It is a slick look.
Starting Matt White, off, too, is money.
Yeah. Now, talked about a European game earlier. We have another one coming up this week at the Bernabeu in Madrid. 3-7 Washington Commanders versus the 3-7 Miami Dolphins. Boy, they got a game to put in the same building that Real Madrid plays in. Dolphins favored by 2.5 on over in Spain.
I like the Dolphins in this one. The Commanders have just been awful, and they still don't have Jaden Daniels playing. They have a lot of injuries. They're not going to have Terry McLaurin either. Dolphins are playing a little bit better football, too. I like the Dolphins against the Commanders in this one.
Buy or sell, Commanders running back Ja'Cory Crosby-Merritt will record at least 80 yards rushing for the first time in over a month.
I'll buy it.
Cool. The 5-5 Carolina Panthers will take on the 3-6 Atlanta Falcons. Here stateside, Falcons favored by 3.5.
I will take, in this particular game, I like the Falcons at home. Carolina kind of came back down to earth against the Saints. Looked really bad against New Orleans. Cost me a survivor pick. Those damn Panthers. So we're going to go with the Falcons, the Dirty Birds.
Buy or sell, Atlanta Falcons cornerback A.J. Terrell Jr. will allow no more than one reception to McMillan.
Wide receiver. Not to Torrey McMillan? Yeah. I'll sell that. Okay. McMillan will have a couple catches.
The 6-3 Tampa Bay Buccaneers are up in Buffalo to take on the Bills, who are also 6-3. Bills favored by 5.5.
Stats to know in this game, Josh Allen has exactly 2 turnovers in all 3 of the Bills' losses. He has 1 turnover in their 6 wins. Something to look at and something to monitor as Josh Allen goes against pretty good defense of Tampa Bay. I like Buffalo to bounce back at home here and get their 7th win of the season. Tampa. I was a little surprised that Tampa couldn't beat the Patriots at home last week. But I'll take Buffalo. I think Buffalo bounces back.
Buy or sell, Bills running back Ty Johnson will record at least 40 receiving yards.
Johnson could be the latest running back to take advantage of Bucs linebacker Servoika Dennis coverage struggles. So, yeah, I'll buy it.
Cool. Fantastic. Love to see it. The 4-5 Houston Texans taking on the 1-8 Tennessee Titans. Believe it or not, Titans are home dogs in this game. 5.5 points. Houston's favored by.
All right, here's my thought process on this game. You ready?
Go for it.
We are now in the weird time of survivor pools.
Oh, God.
This is the time where it's almost like the witching hour on the red zone. This game is a game that I feel like everybody's going to pick the Texans. It's a great time to use the Texans as a survivor pick. This is when survivor pools get blown up. I think the Titans win at home. I think they get Houston. This is a division game. You see them twice a year. Every year you get to play them at home. They still don't have C.J. Stroud at quarterback. It's setting up to be a game that is going to make people that pick the Texans sweat it out in a survivor pool. That's what this game screams to me. So we're not doing it. In fact, we picked the Patriots last night. This game screams problem for survivor pools. So if you got a survivor pick, I wouldn't touch this game with a 10-foot pole. I would not. C.J. Stroud is out. It's a road game for the Texans. It's a division game. I'm just saying. It's got a lot of symptoms of what is a survivor destroyer. I'm going to take the Titans plus 6.5 in this game.
DJ Royal, let a guy have fun. How about that one?
Justin Politans is great, dude.
Titans edge rusher Arden Key, who returned to practice on Wednesday from a quad strain, will record a sack.
Yes, he will, because the Titans are going to get a win.
There you go. The 5-3-1 Green Bay Packers take on the 2-8 New York Giants. Giants 7.5-point dogs at home.
By the way, Titans are 8-1-1 against the spread in their past 10 games following a bye. I'm telling you.
Cool.
Titans, tighten up. Can we come up with better sayings than just my team name up? Bolt up, tighten up.
Giant up.
Giant up. Packer up. Excuse me? I'll take the Packers on the road. Phrasing.
Buy or sell Giants linebacker Bobby Okiri.
Yeah, thank you. Okiriki. It's Okiriki.
Yeah, that's what it was. We'll record 12-plus tackles.
Sure.
Cool.
They're going to be on the field a lot.
The 6-3 team that is known as...
The Bears.
The Bears.
Are on the road in Minnesota taking on the Vikings, who are 4-5. Surprised me. Vikings are 2.5-point favorites in this game.
I like the Vikings at home.
Really?
Yeah, I like the Vikings at home. Here's a stat to know. Even though the Bears are tied with the Lions for the best record in the NFC North, Caleb Williams is 1-7 versus the division, including 0-2 this season. The Bears haven't beaten anybody in the division yet. They're playing on a last-place schedule. They've struggled with a lot of those teams. They've, like, etched out wins. The Vikings are getting better with J.J. McCarthy back. I like the Vikings at home. There's a reason why. Vegas knows. I'll take Minnesota by 2.5.
Vegas knows too much, which is why everyone's getting arrested now.
That's right.
Buy or sell, McCarthy will throw multiple interceptions in this game.
Yeah, he hasn't been very accurate. I'll buy that. I still think they win, though. I think it's a sloppy game.
The 3-6 Cincinnati Bengals taking on the 5-4 Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers favored by 5.5.
Pittsburgh wins big. The Bengals have the league's worst rushing attack. They did run all over the Steelers in an upset win in Week 7 on Thursday Night Football. Steelers wore the yellow pants. Tells you what you need to know. But the game's in Pittsburgh. They're feeling the heat a little bit now from the Baltimore Ravens knocking on the door. This is a game the Steelers dominate. And until you actually get to see Joe Burrow back on the field, it's going to be tough to pick the Bengals in any of these games. Here's a stat to know for this game, though. Bengals receiver Ja'Marr Chase has receiving touchdown in 3 straight games versus the Steelers. He would be the first player with a receiving touchdown in four straight games versus Pittsburgh since Carl Pickens did it for the Bengals 94-96. Start Ja'Marr Chase. I still think the Steelers win big in this one.
Buy or sell, Steelers tight ends will combine for at least 10 receptions.
Well, Aaron Rodgers got to find some way to get going.
Yeah.
Lean on the tight ends. I'll buy it.
The 7-3 Los Angeles Chargers taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars, who come in at 5-4. Jags 2.5-point dogs at home.
Now they look they choked bad against Houston last week.
Yeah,
bad. Are they going back to being mediocre Jacksonville?
I mean,
Chargers have a bad time playing in Florida. Remember that big lead they had in the playoffs a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Just choked it away. I'll take the Jags. Every time the Chargers start making like gains, they have like a loss like this. I'll take Jacksonville.
Buy or sell, Justin Herbert will attempt 40-plus passes.
I'll buy it. They rank second in pass rate over expectation per next-gen stats.
Nerd! Sticking with Los Angeles, the Rams are at home taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Both teams are at 7-2. This has division championship implications on it. Rams favored by 3.5.
I already put out there that I think the Rams are the best team in the NFC. If I think they're the best team in the NFC, that means they got to be the best team in their division. And if they win, they'll be in sole possession of first place in their division. I'm taking the Rams.
Buy or sell, Rams defensive tackle Kobe Turner will record an sack.
Buy it. Starting center is out for the Seahawks. Jalen Sundell is out. So you're going to have a backup in there. I will take a sack from the interior lineman.
San Francisco 49ers at 6-4, taking on the 3-6 Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals 2.5-point home dogs.
I'll take the Niners. Isn't Brock Purdy back?
I
think he is.
Looking through, I'm not seeing anything. That
I saw that.
Is.
I think he's back. I think he's back. If he's back, then for sure. If he's not back, then probably still yes. The Cardinals are terrible unless they play the Cowboys on Monday Night Football.
And they got
and Jacoby Brissett still playing quarterback.
Yes. 49ers backup running back Brian Robertson Jr. will record at least 50 rushing yards for the second time this year.
Sure. I hope not, because I have Christian McCaffrey. But you know what? At this point in time, they're going to be up so big on Arizona that they're going to have to play their backup.
The resurging Baltimore Ravens at 4-5, taking on the 2-7 Cleveland Browns. Clay, I know you're on hold. Just cover your ears on this one.
Ravens.
Yeah.
Ravens are going to win that division.
Ravens are 7.5-point favorites on the road.
Yeah, I'll take the Ravens for sure.
I
would have taken them in Survivor, but we already used them.
Ravens wide receiver Zay Flowers will record his first 100-yard receiving game since the opening week of the season.
Absolutely. Yes. Buy it.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Sorry, Clay. It's bad watching the Browns, dude.
The Kansas City Chiefs are at 5-4, going to the Mile High City for...
the Denver Broncos!
Broncos 3.5-point dogs at home, even though they sit at 8-2 on the season.
Kansas City's going to beat them down. That's a game that Kansas City's going to win to just get them back in it. Everybody, the Broncos have been kind of like meandering around the top. They haven't necessarily done anything that spectacular. They are 8-2. You got to respect 8-2. It's the NFL.
8-2 is a heck of a meandering job.
Look at who they've played all season. I think Kansas City's going to go in there and win. Kansas City's trying to avoid losing two straight games for the second time this season. They haven't lost two straight games multiple times in a season since 2017. I'm telling you, they're winning.
Patrick Mahomes will record a 90-plus QBR and be the MVP favorite come Monday. Jesus.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen. You know it's going to happen. I can't believe you asked me that. You know that's going to happen. It's the same thing like we talked about in May. Aaron Judge was going to win the MVP.
Congratulations, Arson
Fudge.
We
knew it was going to happen. All right, Sunday night.
Sunday night football. The 6-3 Detroit Lions in the link taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. 2.5-point favorites at home are the Eagles.
I think the Lions go in there and win. I have not been impressed with the Eagles this year. They're just kind of, they're surviving. I'm taking the Lions.
They're
ready for the booze.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all. I take the Lions as well. The Eagles will have a positive pass rate over expectation for just the second time this season. Nerd.
Sell it.
Okay.
We have to talk about Monday Night Football because
yes,
I'm not on the show on Monday.
Yeah, you will not be here, so it's time to get to
Monday Night Football.
The 3-5-1 Dallas Cowboys taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. How in the world was this game not flexed? 3.5-point dogs at home are the Raiders.
Monday night game still gets flexed.
I would have made an exception here.
Dallas, easy.
Raiders wide receiver Trey Tucker will make a 40-plus yard reception.
Sure.
Cool.
If it makes him feel better.
There's the win.
I texted my buddy. I texted my friend Ron last Thursday when the Raiders were playing the Broncos. And that was a big survivor pool. I didn't have the Broncos. Didn't have to worry about it. So you see an upset like that, you're kind of rooting for the upset. And they screwed it up like 1,500 times. I texted my buddy Ron. I'm like, how do you watch this team on a weekly basis? His response was, I try not to.
Don't. There's your key.
All right. Let's try to quickly get to the Midday Sports Stand-Up.
Welcome to Midday Sports Standoff on the Braden Soprenin Show.
I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
The ultimate head-to-head battle where sports knowledge and quick thinking collide.
No good. Are you kidding me?
Contestants will go toe-to-toe with Braden in a sports trivia deal where every correct answer brings them closer to victory.
Down the sideline! Wow! Unbelievable!
But three strikes and it's game over.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Can you outsmart Braden? The Midday Sports Standoff starts now.
You've had weeks to come up with a question.
I have.
Is Adam lurking in the chat, ready to judge your question?
It's going to be a football question, I'll tell you that. We're sticking with the football
thing. All right, let's get to our contestant today.
Our contestant today is Kevin in Del Mar. Kevin, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Good. So today's question that has been sitting here for a week. Out of all active quarterbacks, who are the top 10 quarterbacks with the most wins in their career? So most career wins for all active quarterbacks, the top 10. Got it?
Yep.
All right. So you have the first guess.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is number one on that list.
Active quarterbacks are the most wins.
Active quarterbacks, they don't have to be a starter. They don't have to be on the IR. Active
quarterbacks.
Active quarterbacks.
I'm going to outthink myself on that. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Josh Allen. It has to be in the top 10 somewhere.
Josh Allen is number 7.
Right. He said Aaron Rodgers, right?
He said A.A. Ron Rodgers, yes.
A.A. Ron.
Kevin.
Let's go with Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford is number 3 on that list. Right.
Joe Flacco's got to be on there, just for the amount of games he's played.
Joe Flacco is number 4.
Who was number... Was Aaron Rodgers number 1?
Yes.
Okay.
Kevin?
Oh, let's go with Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, number 2.
Patrick Mahomes. He has to be on there.
Patrick Mahomes, number 5. We're sweeping it. Kevin.
How many are left?
We have 4 left. We have 6, 8, 9, and 10 left.
Ooh. Let's go with, this is going to be a stretch, Jared Goff.
Not so much of a stretch. Number 6 on the list.
Okay. How many have left?
We have 8, 9, and 10.
I feel like Kirk Cousins might be on there.
Kirk Cousins, number 8. So now 9 and 10. Kevin, if you get this right, you are definitely going to be qualified.
All right. There's 2 obvious ones I can go with. We'll go with Joe Burrow.
Not enough.
Joe Burrow is not there yet. Braden.
What about the red rifle, Andy Dalton? Wow, the Horned Frog.
Andy Dalton's number 9. Kevin,
Let's
you could
go.
Still tie, which in this case is a win.
Go Frogs.
I think I know. Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott is the number 10. Kevin, congratulations. You are qualified for a trip to Vegas. Just hang on the line. I'll get your information during the break. So you guys cleared the board. Only one mistake.
See, you can even make a mistake and still win. How about that?
Exactly. See that?
Appreciate it. Let's get to Clay in the South Bay. You wanted to weigh in on something, right?
Let's do that.
Clay, what's going on? Sorry about your Browns, man.
Hey, you know, I mean, hey, what can you say? They're we'll just say they're rebuilding for the youth of the team. Sounds like a good catchphrase.
That's
right?
You know what, Clay? I think you should be their PR person. I think that's a great, great catchphrase there, Clay.
But anyway, hey, just a few things. I mean, obviously, Ohio State's going to play UCLA this weekend at the Horseshoe. I'm pretty sure Ohio State's going to remain undefeated. But, man, SDSU's football, Boise State at the Snapdragon. Man, after last week's game, I don't know, Braden. I still hope the Aztecs pull it out, but, man, I don't know.
You know what?
And Alabama, that's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, there's a lot of good college games coming up tomorrow. I will be at the TCU-BYU game tomorrow night.
One thing on the ownership thing about the Waltons, you are aware, right, that that John T. Walton actually lived here in National City. He raised his son Lucas. Him and his wife Christy raised their son Lucas here until he died in a horrible plane crash, one of those homemade things up in Wyoming.
No, that's
back
terrible.
In 2005.
But there's a local tie there, for sure. Clay, appreciate the phone call. 1 o'clock hour. When we come back, we will get to Eddie Brown.
Biggest fan.
And the biggest fan. While we track down Eddie Brown. 1 hour left. San Diego's number one sports station, 97 to the Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Soprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97 through the Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSERP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.